When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. You're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, owner of Ascent Laser Aesthetics, Ascent Dental Care, and Ascent Dental Solutions, with a focus on training, development, education, and knowledge. I want to give special thanks to Mr. David Wolf. Without his expertise and knowledge, these podcasts would not be possible. If you're interested, you can go to my website at ascent-dental-solutions.com, and you can contact David Wolf if you're interested in putting on your own podcast or perhaps being a guest with me. I think you'll find it not only rewarding, but I also think it's good business sense. I also want to give special thanks to Vocal. Without their expertise and support, these podcasts also would not be available. For tonight, what I wanted to speak about is how are we doing competing with managed service organizations and dental service organizations? For the last few years, those who've been following my podcast know that after creating roughly 15 dental businesses, I sold the entire company to a venture capital group. And that venture capital group offers dentists some tremendous advantages. But like everything, there are also disadvantages. The advantages, obviously, for dentists in my age group, I'm 61 years old, perhaps those practices that have multiple offices, the most logical approach would be to sell to a DSO or an MSO. By definition, you've heard me talk in the past that a DSO is dentally owned. An MSO is managed by a dentist, but not owned by a dentist. They're owned by a venture capital group or a management company, and basically they call the shots for better or worse. Their typical goal is to increase revenues, increase profits, just like any small business man or woman would want to do. And their goal is generally in 3 to 7 years to sell that asset at a multiple for a significant profit and move on to another item of investment. I'm not here to say whether that's good or bad, but I will tell you that for me personally, it wasn't the right move professionally, clinically, or psychologically. My personal makeup has been, I've been self-employed my entire life, and I chose to continue that. What I want to do is to bring the subject to let you know that you're basically a small business person competing against a large conglomerate. They have financial resources that most small practitioners don't have. But what they lack, their competitive disadvantage, is since I would say November of 2018, I have been averaging over 150 new patients. And these 150 new patients are generally coming from two broad categories. Category one is the public, in my opinion, is very exhausted and tired of not being able to see the same practitioner. In many cases, not even knowing that practitioner's name. And the reason for that is the tremendous amount of revolving doors. Basically, the dentist on average very rarely ever stay beyond 2 to 5 years, and they move on to another organization or their own practice. This makes it difficult for the team members because of continuity of care, and particularly difficult for the patients, since we all know as practicing dentists and healthcare providers that there are many ways to skin the cat. Many times there are a multitude of options to deliver high level of care, and many practitioners, based on their experience, their expertise, and their training, will select alternative treatments where the new provider may not necessarily agree. This puts the patient in a difficult position. What I mean by that is approximately 30% of the new patients during my new patient orientation complain that they never know who the team member is or who their provider is, and there's a constant change. From my own personal experience, I've seen my previous company lose over 50% of the doctors and over 60% of their clinical team in a very short period of time. That tells you a number of things, but as far as the patients are concerned, the difficulty is continuity of care. The second area is the individual has generally an insurance coverage or a third-party carrier, and many times the existing practice does not accept those insurance plans. Although I hate to say it, I do tell you that I'm generally against almost all insurance plans, no matter how well they are. In my personal opinion, they're a barrier to care and treatment. But so I don't talk through both sides of my mouth, I pretty much accept almost every plan. I would caution those who follow in that vein of thought process that be cautious of what you wish for. These insurance companies have to be managed. You have to have a team that supports you to understand exactly what's being produced, how much time it's going to take to produce it, so you know exactly what your reimbursement is. Otherwise, in my opinion, you'll be making a terrible mistake financially, and you'll be finding that you'll be seeing anywhere between a 30 and a 70% reduction in your reasonable and customary fees. And if you continue to practice under the same types of guises of practice, you're going to be financially hurt. If you're looking for additional information and how to correct those problems, manage those problems, and compete against MSOs and DSOs, give Ascent Dental Solution a shot. I'm here to give consultation, training, knowledge, development, and education. In closing, I want to thank you for listening to me tonight, and I look forward to continuing an outreach to the people following me. Thank you again to Vocal for your expertise and your support in these podcasts. And again, thank you to Mr. David Wolf. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Investors like you have a problem. Today, most portfolios only include stocks and bonds. While it's currently performing, it's a strategy that Goldman Sachs predicted in 2023 to underperform for the next decade. Luckily, our sponsor, Masterworks Advisors, focuses on a non-traditional alternative asset, helping over 15,000 investors diversify a portion of their overall portfolios with blue-chip post-war contemporary art. Over 60% of wealth managers surveyed by Deloitte have already integrated ART into their wealth management offering. And by signing up at masterworks.com/advisors with code FREE, you can talk to a registered investment advisor representative who deals exclusively with this alternative asset class. So schedule a free same-day advisory call with Masterworks Advisors just by going to masterworks.com/advisors and using promo code FREE. That's masterworks.com/advisors, promo code FREE. This advertisement relates to the provision of advisory services by Masterworks Advisors LLC and is not intended to offer or solicit investment in any securities and is not investment advice. Masterworks Advisors is affiliated with Masterworks.